They're made out of a
holler gum tree. And it's burnt till it's very thin. And then there's a hide tacked over it and a string put through the center. That hide and a knot tied in for it won't, just a hole, you know, where the knot will can't come untied and you're pulled through. And you put pine rosin on that string and on your fingers and pull it. Boy, what a noise it'll make. I can't explain the noise. And so we had a neighbor to move from one of our houses to another, and I was on my granddad's place. My dad was running it, of course, at that time, and he moved from one house to from what they called a spring to the well. And it had to pass the house where we were living, and he left his chickens to go get that night. And so we went with him. He come down by, and we went with him to get his chickens. And before we went, though, he was talking about we'd been running this boy's ad. And he said he couldn't run. He said he'd fought through the war, and he'd fought grizzly bear. But he says, I just can't run now. But we went on and caught his chickens. And started back. I wanted to go around next to the creek. There's a field between the creek and the mountain. It's Narwin, about 200 or 300 yards wide. We'd started off up the creek looking through some cedars. Doing that to pull them that way. And that feller, he cut loose over there with his dumb bull. And we pitched our chickens under the cedar trees, and Uncle Jim Lay was the man that was with us. He's old, you know, and his head was white. He reached up and got his hat, and he kept up with us boys pretty well. We had a bulldog with us. That's what made us so scary, you know. This bulldog could fight anything, but whenever they'd pull that, he'd take his tail between his legs, and here he'd come to us. And he just stayed right along with us, too. We run about a mile through mud and water, and our lantern wasn't giving a bit of light when we got the house. It was burning, but you couldn't see the light. The globe was so muddy.
What did you think it was?
Thought it was a line.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because it read of one getting away out of a cage down here in some of these lower counties at that time, yeah. And we just thought it was hitching on to have a light, you know, and it was used to them. It was in the show. And it was used to them lights, and we just figured it was coming to them lights, and we wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, the fellow that pulled it on you, did he know?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he knowed it. And this boy, the old man's boy, that old man is white-headed, his boy was with us. Two of them was with us. And one of them spit up blood the next day. Well, he run a little, just pretty near to death, you might say. We run a mile through that mud and water. And as lots of them said, we didn't make a track through a field there. It was just black mud, you know, and we just picked our tracks up and took them along with us.
You sure
No. No, never. But after that, boys spit up that blood. They made some around there and got them kind of started.
Yeah.
Got us